Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Well, happy. I'm very happy at the moment. I'm very happy. Strictly's been announced.
Oh, yes, it has, yeah. but I think more importantly, you know, everyone always says, you know, Made in Chelsea, people don't really bump into each other that often, do they? But actually, I bumped into you and Kagi in real life more than most people. More than most people, yeah.
And listen, speaking of Kagi Dunlop, we have her on the podcast today.
Yeah, that was where I was going next.
Oh, is that? That was a good little transition. You transitioned pretty quickly for my Strictly announcement. You didn't even.
So this is a good episode, I think, because not just
not even acknowledging it. I'm not pretty proud of it.
Not just not just because of your Strictly, which I think you know, as long as you don't rupture your foot again, that you could very well win.
Wait, did you just transition back to Strictly again from the Kagi announcement? Yeah, hey, listen, buddy. Well, place your bets.
And that brings me to my next point.
Which is
that obviously having bumped into you and Kagi so much, you know, we've all bumped into each other. It's going to be, there's going to be a great level of fun, joviality in this episode.
Are you talking about the Kagi episode now?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So we had...
We don't know where it's going to go, but it's going to be funny.
Do you know what? The great thing is when you have a friend on the podcast, you just basically go through these tangents because we've just known each other for so long. Yeah. We've had so much history.
Yeah.
So, we got Kagi on the podcast today. Super excited about it. As always, if you...
And actually, I just wanted to say, you know, congrats on the getting back on Strictly.
That was meaningful.
It was good. It's good that you got back on there.
That was meaningful. Yeah. You're just excited about the new listeners coming to there.
No, I'm just excited because I want to see your moves.
Yeah, it's good. Well, listen, it's going to be great.
What do you think is going to be your signature dance?
Foxtrot.
Yeah, that's it. Do you know how that the foxtrot goes?
Yeah, just wave your arms around.
No, that's not even a trot. It's do with your legs.
Okay, all right. I was about to say Picasso, but that's an artist.
What?
The what?
But you don't just do that sort of dance. You also do some sort of pole dancing.
No pole dancing. No, it's no pole dancing. It's just
exotic dancing.
No exotic. It's ballroom dancing, foxtrot, tango, salsa.
Really?
Yeah.
You're going to be wearing your Speedos.
I've never worn Speedos.
You love Speedos.
When have I ever worn Speedos?
You love Speedos.
On the holidays we've been on, when have I ever worn Speedos?
You're telling me you...
In Barbados.
I'm not saying you wear them, but you love Speedos.
Right, everybody.
You're something of a Speedophile.
Right, everybody, we have Kagi on the podcast today. What a wonderful episode it is. First guest to be back in the studio. We're really excited about it. If you would like to follow us on Instagram, that would be lovely, at Private Podcast. And also, if you'd like to leave us a review or a comment, we would honestly really appreciate that as well. We really like those things because it tells me where we are and hopefully it makes you laugh. Right, Francis, intro the podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, you all know her. You all love her. West London's favourite star from Made in Chelsea, season 1, 2. Wait, when did she leave?
I don't know.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kagi Dunlop.
Here we go.
Enjoy the listening.
So, back at...
First guest.
Yeah.
Back in the studio.
Yeah.
Studio.
You're right.
Back in studio.
Why are you saying it like that?
Have you never seen People Just Do Nothing?
No, I haven't seen it.
Oh, God. You're missing out. You've got to watch it.
That's the quote from that TV show you just brought out of everything. Studio.
No, because they always say, going back to studio, to go and record it.
Who's they?
Yeah, who's they, exactly?
They're like a DJ crew who have a pirate radio station.
Is it really good? What's
it
about?
Yeah, it's really good. Watch it. It's actually on BBC.
Well, why don't you give it a little plug? Go on. Tell us what it's about.
They're friends of mine, the guys.
Okay. Have you met them?
Yeah.
Where did you... Here we go. Where did you meet them?
No, we've just chatted over... over
what?
Yeah. Instagram and Twitter. And
wait, hang on. So they're your friends?
Yeah.
Instagram friends.
Yeah, Instagram friends.
Well, that's horseshit. You can't say they're your friends.
Well, I mean, you know, I think they'd say the same.
Yeah, what's their names?
You've got to watch it.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Private Parts Podcast. This is where we read the most intimate and sordid details of our lives on the podcast. Say, Gaggy Dunlop.
Hello. I'm back.
Hey, yeah, you're back. Listen, you're one of the rare people to come back on the podcast.
Really?
Yeah, that's actually, you're in probably a handful of people who have actually come back.
Well, I reckon
can I say that I was only asked to do it basically last night?
You liar, God.
What?
Do you know what?
We arranged this like last week.
Do you know what, Kay? You're a liar. I knew you're a liar. I just want everyone to know that you're lying. Listen, I said to Kat, I went on Kags' podcast, and if you listen, all of you listen to this podcast first, don't get off this podcast, but if you have a spare moment, go and listen to Kags' podcast, which is called Saturn Returns. Mm-hmm. And wow, I mean...
We went real deep. Yeah. It's like a bit of a therapy. Maybe Francis looks very intrigued by
this smug look he's looking at. He looks like a voyeur, doesn't he? He's like watching us.
He like a voyeur. Well, but because voyeur. I'm looking at her. Jamie's the voyeur around here.
But we did. We did Kags' podcast. Okay, so you explained the point. So why don't you explain to all of our listeners what Saturn Returns is about?
So your Saturn Returns is something that you experience as you're approaching your 30th birthday. So it can be felt from like...
Your Saturn Returns?
Yeah, your Saturn Returns.
Is that like a thing?
It's a thing. Oh. It's a thing in astrology. And it's supposed to be this sort of like cosmic coming of age where like shit hits the fan. Can I swear on this?
Yeah. Fuck shit. Whatever you want. Yeah, go for it.
So I wanted to get Jamie on to talk about his experience, and you suddenly, like, when I was explaining it to you, you were like, oh my god, this happened and this happened.
Well, so you're 29th.
Yeah, so I felt it like a lot around 29, and then you feel it into your early 30s. But it's just like so it's when Saturn orbits your natal sun, it goes back to the same place in the sky it was at the time of your birth, and that takes about 30
and that
years.
Creates an effect on you.
Yeah.
Mm.
Should we go into France? Yeah,
because I've spoken to you about like how I was feeling and how what I was going through, and I was just, God, I didn't know if it was because I had been drinking too much or whatever. And
you were drinking too much.
We're like, no, it's the astrology.
Yeah.
You were drinking a bit too much actually at the time.
I feel really weird and don't know really what's going on. I feel really anxious sometimes.
Must be the stars.
I feel like I completely let you off the hook. I was like, don't worry. It's nothing to do with what you're consuming. It's totally the planet.
Yeah. You have no personal responsibility over your life. It's all the alignment of the planets.
It is actually true. It is actually the other night. You know this character. Actually, I did. I messaged you. So whenever I have sort of these moments of like, okay, I don't know, like bad sleep. So the other night I had a really bad sleep, and I woke up the next morning and heard it was a full moon. I was like, ah, there you go. That's what it is.
That full moon was intense recently.
Oh, but people do act differently on full moons. It's been actually shown statistically, I believe. You know, they've found crime rates spiking on full moons.
Oh, really?
Like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, going into Saturn Returns. So Kags explained what Saturn Returns was. And I was pretty open and honest on the podcast, which is being released soon, I think. Get ready for those numbers to
whether spike. It's actually the full moon itself or the, you know, the belief of the...
Still on that.
Yeah, I know. I was talking about my Saturn Returns. You went back to the full moon.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, Is it the people that, is it that everyone thinks that full moons make everyone go crazy, that then they sort of manifest their...
Well, this is the kind, the argument, and we
becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah, because it doesn't. It doesn't take away free will.
Full moon tonight. Better go commit some crime.
Yeah. What's a full moon later? Shit. All right.
Damn it. That means I'm going to go rob that liquor store.
Liquor store. We're in America.
Yeah.
A liquor store. A liquor store.
I was doing an impression of an American.
Yeah, it doesn't sound as cool. Going to go rob that newsagent.
Yeah, exactly.
Doesn't sound as cool.
These things don't take away personal responsibility, and I think often we use them as a bit of a cop out. But
do you? Is that your final?
No, I don't think you use it.
Do you think is that your sort of final say on the matter?
No, because I think you have free will as well, but it's about a sort of dance between the two.
Have you guys seen that thing about the three identical strangers on Netflix?
I haven't watched it, but I know what you mean.
So good. What do you mean? You know what I mean?
Well, I know the show.
Do you know what happens in it?
Yeah, about the three identical twins who were separated at birth.
So I guess there were aspects of them which were really similar, like sort of strikingly similar. They all wrestled. They, you know, they all smoked the same cigarettes.
Does that really connect?
Well, I mean, I don't think that's that impressive. But then actually it showed that there was a kind of a balance between nature and nurture. But then where does the stars come in? That's what I want to know.
Well, that's nature.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose so. Yeah.
Yeah, but that.
Do you think that? But do you think it's the stars that are, or a genetic thing?
Well, I think it's both.
Yeah.
But also, I think this is an interesting, because I think about nature and nurture. I think there's definitely something within nurture. I mean, sorry, within nature, right? So you're born a certain way. I think you're born with like an ability to catch a ball or
receding hairline.
I don't know why you laugh, Francis.
Hey, I can laugh at myself.
But you're born with certain talent, like being able to sing or being artistic. You have a certain talent, right, that's innate, right? And then you can either build on that or you know, for example, my brother was always used to read as a kid. I know.
He knew how to read when he was born. It was just this innate knowledge that he had.
He did.
He didn't learn that. You can't teach that stuff.
You can't teach that stuff.
That's impressive. He has a gift. That boy.
Oh my god.
You're going to really struggle to get back to whatever point you were
making. Oh my god. Okay. Well, anyway, I do think there's a lot. I think there's a lot in like nature. Can I just rat out a talk? I
came out of my nose. I just God. Watching you trying to salvage your point.
He snorted out the dog. My favorite part was, that guy's got a gift.
The innate reader. Oh, no.
I will never be as good as him.
Oh my God. I think there's a lot with nature and nurture. I think that you kind of life kind of like teaches you different things.
Like words.
It does. Life does. You know, and I think that, you know, in your culture and your environment that you grow up in,
well,
kind of like molds you.
Well, that's one of the things, the biggest factors they found was parenting. And actually the strictest parent created the most sort of psychological... Well, I mean, it was a study that was kind of very ethically wrong, right?
Yeah, yeah. Psycho child.
Yeah, yeah. That's what it's psychologically what though, like liberated or what?
No. I mean, I don't want to spoil it, but
I mean, it's okay. Listen, you can let us know.
No, I don't want to spoil it for the listeners.
Wait,
they might not
Netflix
have watched
show?
It. Yeah, yeah,
well,
yeah. Watch it.
Cover your ears right now, listen. If you don't want to know what is about to happen in this story, cover your ears. But because I'll explain. One of them kills themselves. One of them commits suicide.
Oh yeah, you've ruined it.
Sorry, guys.
You've ruined it for so many people. But it's still interesting because, you know, I think it is educational in that way. The parents that were more like, respectful towards their children rather than being all strict about that, generally raised much, you know, more stable children.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Well, Cax, what do you think? So do you think that you would be... What's your opinion on this? Do you think that you would have been the same person if you grew up in a different environment to what you grew up in? Or do you think you would have... No. You think you, so you think you would be...
Like if you grew up in a monastery.
I'd be very different.
I don't know if you would be though. I think honestly, I think there's an interesting thing that I heard the other day, right? So I've been listening to, actually we're getting them on the podcast. We've had them on before. Again, Red Handed podcast, great podcast about true crime and things like this. And one of the episodes they talk about is a girl who has 2,500 personalities. So it's intense, right? So have you ever seen the movie Split? It's about different personalities.
Who counted them?
Well, she did, I think.
She
didn't count them, but they're supposed to. Yeah.
God. Guys. Well, I've got 3,000.
But what happens is, it's called multiple personality disorder.
Are you sure it's not the one where she had 10?
No, no,
2,500. 2,500.
I swear to God. So she had.
That's very specific.
She had 2,500 different personalities. You can actually go onto YouTube. You can see that. You can see the interviews with her.
It's 2,500 ways you got bored of making them up.
She's got to be really creative.
Yeah, but she has. But this is the point. So it's called. It used to be called multiple personality disorder. Psychologists believe that it wasn't real, that they were making it up. This is the whole point.
No, I'm saying she might have been.
She might have been. So this is the point. The psychologists and psychiatrists believe that, and some of them still believe that it's actually...
Not the psychologists.
Yeah. Psychologists and psychiatrists.
They made it up. It's a big...
No, it's a big hoo-ha. But it now got changed to DID. This is what's called DID. So if you Google DID, you'll find out what it is. And basically what happens is it's pretty horrific. But before
it's a coping mechanism.
Yeah, so before you're 8 years old, it has to come before you're 8 years old. So after 8 years old, it can't, because basically it's from repeated trauma to a child, right? So that's why it's developed.
There's a really disturbing documentary about this girl who had it, who I think she was like, I don't think she murdered someone or tried to murder someone. Anyway.
Well, this poor girl, I don't even want to go into the details, but she was an Australian girl. She got horrifically sort of sexually abused as a kid, you know, repeatedly by her father. And he was so gruesome towards her that he said, I can read your mind. So even if you think about what I've done to you, family will die. So everything just... And what happens, the way for survival that happens to these poor children is that they create different personalities. They don't create it themselves. They're called hosts.
It's a defense mechanism.
They're called hosts.
Coping mechanism, yeah.
But they're called hosts, so the host takes over. So you get full-blown amnesia. So...
Because I was going to say, she can't be the one like, oh, I've got 2,500 personalities, because she doesn't know as they're changing.
She doesn't know. She knows the primary ones. So that she knows the primary ones who, and sometimes the primary ones allow her in or they don't. So they block up. DID is so powerful. This is not, I Googled some of this stuff. So interesting. DID, it's called DID. DID is so powerful.
What is DID?
It's something, if you Google it, you can have a Google of it now. It's DID. But what's so...
Are you going to give me any more details about... DID. What is it?
It's personality disorder. So let me Google DID syndrome. I'll tell you. I'll just quickly do DID.
It is. I watched a documentary on it years ago, and it was fascinating because you just see the switch, and it's like suddenly like a complete different voice, a complete different character,
different posture, everything,
and it just all shifts, and it's like. The most alarming thing to see.
It's called dissociative identity disorder. It used to be called multiple personality disorder. But they do, as Kags, as you said, they change their personality, they change their posture, they change their voice, or when they switch, and they don't know they're switching into it. And the DID is so powerful in the brain that when one person who didn't have, they had diabetes, right? Mm-hmm. And then they switched into a host, a different person. That host didn't have diabetes.
That's crazy.
They did a blood test. Not only that, they basically got actors, right? Actors to put this thing on to check the brain waves and saw that when an actor is playing someone else, the brain waves don't change. You're the same brain.
Yeah.
You can do it. With DID, people, their brain waves change.
So it's basically a different mind.
It's a different mind. You know, one subject was they drank orange juice totally fine, and when they switched into one of the hosts, they drank orange juice and they came up in hives. They were allergic to orange juice.
The power of the mind is you know, tremendous. I mean, if you look at the placebo studies, I mean, sometimes you're getting you know, equitable rates of success in therapy from the placebo as you are drugs which are actually being prescribed and given and sold to people.
But also this is the maddest one. This is no joke. One of the people who had DID was blind and their host could see. Isn't that it? Their host could see. And they, as a human, were blind.
Really?
We're not convinced on that one.
Did I just make that one up?
Probably.
Listen, one of them could fly.
What have you been reading recently?
but do you feel like you have a bit of that?
I think I have. And a lot of people, well, because I don't want to sort of bring it, not DID, but I don't want to bring it down. But I think I definitely have attention deficit disorder in a mild. I think it's like serious, some of the ones that people have. I don't think it.
You just say that so you can get the pills.
What, the Ritalin?
Ritalin.
Oh, no, I don't. but I did, when I was at university, I took Ritalin.
Did it help?
What happened was that my friend had ADHD and he had Ritalin. And I was finding it pretty hard to concentrate doing my dissertation, and because I just hadn't really done much work at university. And he said, why don't you take one of these pills? It'll make you concentrate. And
maybe you've got ADD.
I took it. And I honestly, I kid you not, okay, it made me focus so much to the point where I went to the bathroom to go and take a poo. And I sat on the loo playing Angry Birds for 45 minutes. I suddenly looked, I was like, I've been here for 45, because you just zone in to...
Did you get a high score?
I think I need that, honestly. Yeah. I find it really hard to concentrate.
Yeah, but I think also, Kaz, you have such a creative mind that you also, so you can think of so many things to do, but it's quite hard to focus your energy into one place. But that's why with your podcast... Oh, I said this again. You know, you're such a good host, and you're such a good, because I think it's hard to be like a host. Like Franz and I, we're veterans of this game, aren't we, buddy?
Yeah, but it's not easy.
but it is so good. But going back to the Saturn Returns thing, we got a big tangent there. But as Kag and I chatted on her podcast, I suddenly realised that I swear to God, my hardest time that I had in my life was about from 27 to 31, maybe 28 to 31. I really...
When you suddenly had to take responsibility of your life.
That's what it's about.
Yeah, it probably is.
The theme of it, really, a massive part, is about discipline, responsibility, personal responsibility. So if you haven't been living life that way up until that point...
It's a seismic event. Or, you know.
But you, Francis, you changed a lot in that period.
Yes, I did. I mean...
yeah, you're right.
I think everyone does. It's grow out. I mean, not everyone does. I mean, there are still some people we know who are still partying.
But I don't think it's so much party.
Way.
I don't think it's
but
so much.
It is. I think. I mean,
I don't know if it is.
It's
unsustainable, right? And people sort of don't realise that. But then eventually you get to a point where you realise, and you're like, actually, I've got to be serious, otherwise that my life is just going to slip away.
But Kag, what do you think it was for you? Because we mentioned this in your podcast, but what was the big change for you during that time?
Well, I think we mentioned it, that I before was very unanchored as a person and quite extreme. And I do still have that tendency, but I had to learn discipline and to be a bit more centered and grounded in myself, which didn't come easily. And so that meant like shifting in a lot of friendship groups and changes in that sort of way. And
But it's hard sometimes, I think, to make that conscious change, right? Because, you know, you talk about people who are making bad decisions and lots of different things. And a lot of the time, unfortunately, is down to the circles that you run in, right? Because people, your group of friends are doing a certain thing, but you're making a conscious change. You go, right, I need to change something in order to be healthier, better, feel good about myself. Mm-hmm. And a lot, you know,
the five people you speak to most, you know, in your life are the most influential people. You can basically average their net worth, and that becomes basically, you know, a very good predictor of what your net worth is. So it's like
you are the company you keep.
So that you are, yeah, you are the company you keep.
Like, oh,
what Francis? yeah, me and Brian, yeah. Right, what? Hey, buddy. Yeah, look over here, bud. I don't know. I just think it was really fascinating because I've always, you know, I remember I messaged you, Cag, talking to you, and you kind of, I can almost get it up on WhatsApp. I kind of sent you a message feeling really funky, really odd. And I sent you a message saying, Cag, is it Mercury retrograde?
Was that when we met up for coffee?
Yeah.
But that was a lot to do with drinking, because that was a big part of mine, because I think both of us were quite extreme when we were younger. I think Francis, you were pretty extreme too. Not quite.
I had my moments.
Yeah, but mine was a lot to do with excess, right?
And same.
But we spoke about this, and I don't want to hijack everything that we said in your podcast. But we were both people who really desired to be loved and adored, and the way in order to do that easier is that we used alcohol in order to make
reality TV.
I know,
it's no surprise that we ended up.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna be famous. That will really help.
Solve all my problems.
If I'm known, that will really help me out. but it's true though, right? And we use that kind of stuff
to validate ourselves.
I can't find the message I sent you, but it's true. And I think
what? So are you inviting me on your podcast?
Where has that come from?
Is that what this is all building up to? You just want to ask me? All right,
this is what the whole agenda is for today.
Because I'm actually busy. But
look, I tell you what, Francis. Why don't you ask Cagie in part two? So let's
what.
What do you think? Ask her to go on the podcast.
Ask her to go on this podcast.
ask her to go on her podcast.
Oh, no, I'm not going to ask. She's going to be invited.
I would love you to come on the podcast, Francis.
Well, let me check my schedule.
Schedule. Right, before we go into part two, Francis, we need to have the question of the week.
What is it that can be grown from urine?
Oh my God, Cags is our guest. You get to go first. What can be grown from urine?
Urine.
Is that a name? Urine.
Urine.
It's your name.
What can be grown from urine? Urine is vile. I really don't like pee. Pee. Really,
what can be grown from a vial of urine?
Is that? You look so creepy when you say that.
I know. Yeah. Francis is like one of those kids at school who got water and put a like potato in his boot and tried to grow vodka.
What? And then tried to grow vodka.
And then wore it.
I don't think I did that.
Okay, Cags, what can be grown from urine?
I don't know.
What would I say? I would... people.
People?
No, obviously not. A tree. I don't know.
I was going to say something more in the sort of plant world.
Plant?
I would say moss. I would say something to do with
moss. Is that because people pee on trees?
Probably.
There's moss on them?
No, actually, Casey, it won't, because when you pee on ground, it ruins the ground. So it ruins grass.
More manure.
It ruins grass. So
Does it?
I reckon you could get flowers. I reckon some sort of flower you can grow from pee.
Yeah?
Like flower?
Yeah. I think a flower. Like a lily or something. Like a lily. Is that a good flower? I don't know. Cags, go on. You have to give an answer.
Alcohol?
Yeah. That's quite nice. Yeah. You can ferment alcohol and pee.
You think so?
Yeah. That's a good one.
Maybe I think that's yours.
Yeah. Wishful thinking from you.
Yeah. What are you doing, Jamie? Just trying to ferment. Alcohol.
Alchemy.
Right, everyone, stick around for part two, where we're going to still be with Cagie Dunlop. See you in part two. Bye.
Tired
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.